Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Do you view him as kind of the number two behind Crochet at this point? And would you consider adding to the rotation going forward?
You know, I don't know how much sense it makes in November to put a number on a guy. I think Sonny is a very talented major league pitcher. The seasons that he's put up pretty consistently indicate that to be the case. That said, you know, we still intend to improve our team, and exactly what that looks like, we don't know right now, but we'll continue to explore opportunities and figure out where that takes us.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here tonight, Thanksgiving Eve. And joining us here on the guest line is your friend and mine, Mr. Sean McAdam from Mass Live, here to talk about the latest news with the Red Sox, the acquisition of Sonny Gray from Chaim Bloom and the St. Louis Cardinals. And he joins us right now on the guest line. Mr. McAdam, happy early Thanksgiving. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Christian. Same to you.
Let's get right into it here. The press conference was last night. We heard some answers from Breslow that I thought were a little uncharacteristically straightforward for him. Usually I feel like he tries to have things both ways, but in this case I thought it was kind of refreshing, some of the answers that he gave, including that one right there. Let's go ahead and start with the player Sonny Gray, a guy who's getting up there in the years and certainly someone who has been a number one and number two starter at various points in his career. It seems like the biggest question right now is, what does this team intend to do with him? Where do they intend to have him in the rotation? Where do you believe that that is?
Well, to the degree that any of that's terribly important, and a lot of it is just kind of slotting guys in and assigning spots to them in the rotation, I would think he serves as the number two guy right now in back of Crochet and ahead of Bayo. And look, I think they got better adding Sonny Gray to the rotation they already have. My issue was that I think they kind of under-delivered when they talked about going out and getting somebody that could, you know, almost be a 1B to Crochet. I'm not sure that Sonny Gray is at that level. He's good. He'll help them, and he's probably the second best starter they have now, but not a traditional number two in the classic sense.
Do you believe that this is the biggest starting pitching move that they're going to make this offseason?
Yes, I do. My colleague Chris Cotillo wrote today on Mass Live that all indications, people talking with the Red Sox, that some of the things that Breslow talked about, we'll keep our options open. We're not closing the door. We're always looking to improve. Those are the things you would expect a chief baseball officer or the head of the baseball ops staff to be saying in November. You don't want to tip your hand. You don't want to tell other teams that you're closing the door and moving on to other things. The more uncertainty about what your plans are, the better. but I think they're going to, and look, somebody could make them a trade offer that they didn't expect, or later in the winter, there could be somebody on the free agent market that slips to them and doesn't get the kind of deal he expected and is willing to take less, then you'd be open to it. But as things stand, yes, I think this is it in terms of rotation adds, and the focus now is on getting a bat or two.
Well, I hope they can get a bat or two as well, but it's disheartening to hear that. I mean, I like Sonny Gray, and I like this move, but I think everyone's going to like it a lot less if this is it. Here's my question. There was a lot of talk a couple weeks ago, and even during the season, about Jaren Duran, potentially Willier Abreu, guys like that being put on the trade block. Wouldn't conceivably you think that that's a avenue you would take to bring in more starting pitching?
Well, potentially. And look, I can't, as I said, I'm not guaranteeing that this is the last move they make for the rotation, but, you know, they were clearly not going to be in on really top-end free agent guys like Dylan Cease, who you probably saw signed with Toronto earlier this evening, 7 for $210. You know, paying a guy $30 million as he gets into his 30s is not out of the John Henry playbook. And I never thought they were going to be playing at the top end. I thought any pitching they got would be more of the trade variety. But remember, you know, they really do need two bats here. And I think there comes a point where, you know, you add however you want to do the math, thanks to the Cardinals sending some money, some restructuring, you're already investing, you know, $15 to $20 million in Sonny Gray. You take on another big deal for a starter, either free agent or in a trade, and then you've still got to try to re-sign Bregman and get another bat. And that's kind of the thing I've been harping on. They keep saying, well, we want to add a bat. Adding a bat is only getting them back to ground zero from where they were a year ago. Whether that entails bringing Bregman back or going out and fill in the blank. Schwarber, Alonso, one of the Japanese guys being posted, simply adding one more bat, while it's likely that guy is going to be more of a power bat than whoever you view him as replacing, just bringing one more bat to me is not enough. And so I think both from a effort and financial standpoint, they're going to be focused on the offense rather than another starter.
Okay, and I do want to dive into that, but real quick, last thing on the Sonny Gray trade. On paper, obviously, we'll see who won it in the future, but on paper today, who do you think won that trade?
I think the Red Sox, although both teams kind of got what they wanted. The Cardinals and Heim Bloom got some salary relief and you know, got a serviceable back-end guy in Fitz and a potential high-ceiling guy in Clark. Although, you know, you talk to people in the game, there are a lot of people who see him more as a late-inning swing-and-miss reliever, and there's value to that. But Sonny Gray is a pretty proven commodity. The Red Sox are trying to win now, and he helps that in 2026.
Okay, we're talking with Sean McAdam from Mass Live. You mentioned a variety of players there in terms of the bat that they're looking at. I would imagine that's going to be a very, very hot market. Is there going to be teams all over, big spending teams, small market? Everybody's going to be looking to try and get a piece of Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber and some of those guys. Are the Red Sox really in it to see one of these signings through to the end? You remember Alex Bregman last year? They signed him right before they went to Fort Myers. Like, is this going to be another one of those, or are they going to get active early on here for that bat that they need?
Well, it's worth noting that of the four guys I mentioned, and I'm speaking specifically about Alonso and Okamoto, one of the Japanese guys, those guys are both represented by Boris. He tends to drag things out, as happened with Bregman last year, as you noted. Didn't happen until mid-February. The danger for the Red Sox, Christian, is that, you know, you sort of hitch your wagon to bringing Bregman back and do everything you can to do that. And then on February 1st, he decides, no, I'm going to the Tigers, or I'm going to the Cubs, or I'm going to the Mariners, or whoever is interested. And then all of a sudden your options are off the table. So, you know, they have to have some alternative plans here. They've got to have plan B and C and try to figure out a way to make this offense more formidable. They were middle of the pack in home runs last year. They were 15th out of the 30 teams. You saw them hit one home run. That was a solo shot in 27 postseason innings. And I think particularly for a team now, you know, a playoff team, they got there. They didn't hang around long, but they are a legitimate playoff team. When you are talking about trying to go deeper in October, that's in particular where you have to have a little more slug in your attack to be successful in the postseason.
Talking with Sean McAdam. Sean, before we let you go here, and again, thanks so much for jumping on with us tonight. A fear that I have, and one that I've sort of heard from callers and on the text line and, you know, things like that, people that I talk to, is that last year's offseason, based on the Red Sox and the front office spending patterns over the last, I don't know, 5 years or so, that last year was more of like a trial balloon and not necessarily a change in philosophy in terms of spending, in terms of making the kind of trades that it took to bring in someone like Garrett Crochet, plus the money then to extend him. I think that everybody loved those moves, obviously, but the concern may be that that was just sort of, all right, we'll try that out this 1 year, but that's not who the Red Sox are going forward. How would you assess that fear? Is that something that you think is real?
I don't. I don't think the Red Sox are going to anytime soon and perhaps ever again be playing in the same neighborhood as the Dodgers and Mets. Which is to say north of $300 million. Maybe they don't even get up into the high twos here. But from all I've understood, people inside the organization and outside, it's kind of a given that the Red Sox are going to go over the CBT, at least the first threshold. Whether they go over a second one or how far over the first one they go, I think they're prepared to do that. I think last year was a sea change, but I interpret it a little differently than some of the people you're talking about. I think they looked at it and said, okay, we've stockpiled some younger players. We have some ammunition. Our pipeline is full again. We've got some pitching coming. We are a competitive team again, and we're going to spend commensurate with that. Whereas the previous 3 or 4 years was part of a rebuild to improve the farm system and get back up to that 500 level. Once they did that in 24, I think they were ready to commit more. And I think now they realize that even though they ended the playoff drought last October, that their goal, as Alex Cora said recently, is not to hang around for just 3 games, but to go deeper. And to do that, you've got to spend at least as much as you did a year ago. And if you want to get better, you're going to have to spend more. I think they will, but again, not on the Mets-Dodgers level.
That is the voice of the great Sean McAdam joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Sean, great stuff as always. Always great to talk with you, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, sir.
Same to you, Christian. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Sean McAdam joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show with some great info, great insight into both the Sonny Gray trade and potential moves to get made here going forward and the team's overall organizational philosophy. Great stuff. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We're moving things around a little bit. We got a 2-guest night. So normally we have the headlines at 8 o'clock. We're going to move those to 9 o'clock. Coming up next, though, we have the New England Nightly News, where we will take you down the rabbit hole of Massachusetts and New England Turkey Bowl history. But first, here's Joe Braverman with what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the 13-game winning streak from the Pistons is officially over thanks to the Celtics. Celtics win 117-114 in their final NBA Cup match.
Suck it, Pistons. In your face, Pistons. How you like that win streak now, Pistons? I still hate the Pistons from when I was a kid. Even though they haven't been good lately, I still enjoy a good win over the Pistons. Anyway, going.
40 years post Bill Laimbeer and Isaiah Thomas. Will not let that go.
Will not.
Cade Cunningham.
John Sally, too.
42 points for Cade Cunningham was not enough. The Celtics got lead scoring from Jaylen Brown, 33 points, 12 of 32 shooting, 10 rebounds. Derek White scored 27. Peyton Pritchard scored 16. Baylor Shireman scored 13 off the bench. It was close for the Celtics, but Cade Cunningham missed the third and final free throw, and that gave the Celtics the win. Next up will be a match on Saturday, where they go to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. Meanwhile, the Bruins are currently in action, ending their road trip against the Islanders. They lead it 2-1 nearly halfway through the second period. After the first intermission, it was 1-1. Alex Steeves scored for the Bees, Matthew Barzal for the Islanders, and then 43 seconds into the second, Tanner Jeannot made it 2-1 Bruins. Patriots were back at practice today, gearing up for their Monday night matchup at Gillette with the Giants. Starting left tackle Will Campbell was officially placed on injured reserve with an MCL sprain, meaning he'll miss the next four games. He will be eligible to return in the regular season finale. The team also signed cornerback Miles Battle to the 53-man roster from the practice squad, and to fill Battle's spot, fellow cornerback rookie Brandon Crossley was signed. Also, kicker Andy Borregales was named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week after his four field goals against the Bengals last Sunday. He's the fifth Pats rookie since 2000 to win the award. And in MLB news, starting pitcher Dylan Cease and the Toronto Blue Jays have agreed to a deal 7 years, $210 million, first reported by Jeff Passan. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come.
Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's nice to have you with us here tonight. Want to say big thanks to Sean McAdam for joining us here on the eve of a holiday. It's great to talk with him. Great to talk with Tom King as well. If you missed any of our interviews with either one of those two gentlemen, you can always go back and listen to the Christian Arcand Show podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. And we have much more to get to here, including some Patriots news. Well, maybe it's not news, but it's definitely definitely a funny little clip that I saw. And the 9 o'clock hour tonight, we got headlines at 9. We got the Arcand Fire at 9:30. Clickbait at 9:45. We're going to be just zipping right through everything, sending you off into the night. If you're traveling right now and you're on the road, or if you're at home just listening and cleaning up the kitchen, getting ready for tomorrow, whatever it is that you're doing, we thank you for spending the time with us. We certainly appreciate it. We got room for you on the phone again at 617-779-7937. It is 8:30. It's time for the New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
Okie dokie. It is the day before Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, everybody's going to be getting together, eating turkey, eating stuffing, doing all that fun stuff. And there is going to be football, but not just football on television, not just NFL. And it is a tremendous slate of NFL games tomorrow. One of the best I can remember that there's maybe ever been. for Thanksgiving for the trio of games. My favorite Thanksgiving when they expanded it to three, it used to just be the Cowboys played somebody and the Lions played somebody, and that was it. Then they expanded it to three, and there was one year. Oh, boy, now I hope I remember this right. There was one year, and now I can't remember if it was Tom Petty or John Fogerty, but it was one of those two guys, and they went to all three games. They flew to all three games and performed at halftime, I think, of all three games, which was super badass. And I remember watching, because at the time my grandfather was in a nursing home, and I remember watching the games in the nursing home and being like, is that him singing again? Who was it, by the way? Was it Fogerty or Petty? I can't remember. I feel like maybe it was probably Tom Petty, but I don't want to go 10 toes on that one because I can't remember. But I remember him doing all three of the games on Thanksgiving.
It actually was John Fogerty.
It was Fogerty. Okay,
in 2006.
Yes, 2006. That's right. I remember that well.
Do you remember the two games that he performed?
Oh, he only did two of them? I thought he went to three of them. But I guess he just went to the two. No, I don't remember the games.
He went to Detroit, and then he went to Kansas City.
Okay. Kansas City playing the Cowboys, I would imagine. Or maybe that was the last game. I don't remember exactly what it was. I just remember him going to multiple games.
Well, 2006, they had two games.
It was just the two games back then. Okay, so I got that part wrong. I remember that there wasn't the three.
It was Lions, Dolphins in Detroit, and then it was Chiefs, Broncos in KC.
Okay. And those were the two games he went to. But the Cowboys play every Thanksgiving, don't they? The Cowboys and the Lions play every Thanksgiving. That's the thing. So maybe Fogerty only went to those two games. But, yeah. Okay. Well, I said I remembered it very well. I don't remember it very well, but I do kind of remember it. And by the way, John Fogerty kicks so much ass. A couple weeks ago, we played over at Fenway. My whole family went to the show. My parents and my brother all went to the show together, and I couldn't go because I got this dumb job where I got to talk sports every night. I love my job, but I do also love John Fogerty, and I would have loved to have gone to that show. But I heard it was very good. I heard he still rocks. He's like 83 years old. He's still up there rocking. His kids play with him. It's great.
You were actually right. Dallas did play on that day.
They play every Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But
Fogerty only went to the two.
He only went to the two. All right. I mean, you know, you can only go so many places in a small amount of time. But that was pretty cool when he did that. Tomorrow, though, high school football. High school football all around the region, and we're not just talking here in Massachusetts, we're talking everywhere. Thanksgiving football, a tradition unlike any other, and a great tradition in New England, certainly. In fact, it kind of all started around here. If you want to say New England, if you want to say tri-state area, however it is you would like to mention it, the first ever Thanksgiving high school football game was between New London High School and Norwich Free Academy in Connecticut. The original Thanksgiving football game. The second one ever was interstate between a couple of prep schools, Phillips Academy in Andover and Phillips Exeter in Exeter, New Hampshire. All the Phillips playing each other. The one that I thought was the oldest one, it's the oldest one in Massachusetts. I thought it was the oldest one in the whole world, or in the whole country, I should say. But it's the third on the list, but the oldest one in Massachusetts. Wellesley High and Needham High School first played Thanksgiving morning, 1882 at Morton Field in Wellesley. The oldest public high school rivalry. Notable games include a game at Fenway Park in 2015. Needham won 12-7. In New York City, Fordham Prep and Xavier High School. First one was in 1883. 1886, a couple of ISL schools, Milton Academy and Nobles. Nobles, who Ben Rice went to Nobles. One of the oldest continual football rivalries in the nation. You have Groton and St. Mark's. You have Latin and English. And that's just in Massachusetts. And these are all, I mean, we haven't gotten to the 1900s yet. We're in 1887 here with Latin and English. Malden High versus Medford. First game was in 1889. The game alternates each year between McDonald Stadium and Malden and Hormel Stadium in Medford. Kickoff always at 10 a.m. We've got Winchester versus Woburn, which started in 1891. Beverly against Salem, also 1891. Newburyport and Amesbury, 1891. It's almost, I mean, not entirely Massachusetts and New England areas, but most of these games, the really old ones, it was our thing, you know? It was kind of our thing first. And everyone, well, it was really Connecticut's thing first, and then we copied them, and then New Hampshire and everybody else. But we were really doing it, you know? Like, all the really old ones go back the furthest. They're all, most of them are Massachusetts. And I think that's great. I don't see my BBNN Knights on here. I do see New Bedford against Durfee, though. That was 1893, that first one. There was Thornton and Thornton Academy up in Saco against Biddeford. Kent Hill versus Hebron. Vermont, not to be underrepresented, St. Johnsbury Academy and the Linden Institute. Some love to our friends up in the Great White North up there. And Leominster and Fitchburg, another big one. Newton North and Brookline High, 1894. I'm still not in the 1900s yet. There's another Connecticut one here. Ansonia High School against Naugatuck. You got Barnstable against Falmouth. There's a lot of Pennsylvania here. Skip, skip, skip. Lewiston versus Edward Little up in Maine. And who else? Reading against Stoneham. Good one. And that concludes all the ones from the 19th century. But those are the oldest and some of the longest running Thanksgiving high school. So if you're going to a Thanksgiving game tomorrow, understand you're taking part in a very regional, longstanding regional tradition. And for more on that, let's go to the phones right now at 617-779-7937. And talk to a guy who I may see at a football game tomorrow, Paulie in Dedham. Hey, Paulie, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, my good man?
You going to the Nor? You going to the Norwood game?
That was it in Dedham tomorrow?
Is I think so, right? It's either there or it's in Norwood. I know it's in one of those two places. It was in Dedham last year. Do they switch off every year?
Well, I will be working in Dedham tomorrow. I'll be cleaning a friend's yacht. I clean my mother's yacht this Saturday.
On Thanksgiving?
I'm going to clean a friend's yacht tomorrow.
Paul, on Thanksgiving, tomorrow, man.
For about a half a day. And then the family's going to be up in the North Shore. They're going to be up at Salisbury. So,
okay.
You know, I'm going to be going to, I'm going to go to Davio's tomorrow afternoon.
Attaboy.
And treat myself. Yeah. But, I'm going to need them Wellesley.
Needham Wellesley.
Yeah, Needham Wellesley's an old one.
My dad's from Wellesley, and he used to take me to that game. And yeah, that's the oldest one in Massachusetts. That's the oldest.
He raised a family in the North End.
We moved there, but he grew up in Wellesley when he was a kid. Yeah,
right. So he probably had a good job in the city. But hey, listen, you're talking about John Fogerty. Nothing happened to him. Did something happen to Fogerty? I just get in the truck and you're talking about Fogerty.
Yeah, Fogerty just played a show at Fenway MGM like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I thought what you were getting at was that he had passed away.
Fogerty passed away, I would make a much bigger deal of that. I was talking about
okay.
it. I was talking about that Thanksgiving. Do you remember when Fogerty played at two different games on Thanksgiving? He like played the halftime show at two different games and flew from one
Did
game to the other
Quincy?
Game?
He played at Quincy
last year,
at Memorial Stadium in Quincy, yeah.
Yep.
If I had known that was going on, I would have been there. I saw the Black Crowes played at Marshville last year at a festival, and I didn't know they were playing there. I heard that they did, and I said, "Wow, I missed that one."
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, brother. If you get a chance when they come around, they're playing small rooms. I don't know why. They're much better than that. But the North Mississippi All Stars with Luther Dickinson, his brother Cody. And they got a couple other guys. They got a bass player, and they added a steel pedal guitarist.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, it was off though. I saw them back to back in July this year, a couple of weekend shows on a Saturday and Sunday night, and they were off the hook. They played their own stuff early on in the set, and then later in the set, they get into their own stuff.
Okay, Paulie, I don't know who this band is, so I don't really care that much, but thanks for calling in.
Mississippi All-Stars, you love it.
All right, I'll check into it. Happy Thanksgiving, pal, okay?
Happy Thanksgiving, pal, okay?
See you later. That's Paulie in Dedham. It's my guy, Paulie in Dedham, who that doesn't sound like he's working on Thanksgiving, man. Man, that's dedication. Dedication to your craft. I'm not working tomorrow. I am working on Sunday, though. We will be. There is no game on Sunday. There's no Patriots game on Sunday. And yet, nevertheless, myself, Mego, Shime, Ted, we're there. We're here on Sunday. We are here. We're going to bring you all the pregame we can possibly muster from 10 to 1, even though the Patriots don't play until Monday. And then guess what? Patriots playing on Monday. I'm working against the opposite of the game. So you're watching the game. You're getting bored. You to flip over. You to come listen to me. We'll hang out. It's like we're doing right now. 617-77.
Oh, my God. It was like football porn.
7-9-7-93-7 is the phone number. Looking forward to checking out that game tomorrow. I'm going to take my son there. And hopefully it's a nice, good game. Hopefully the weather's nice. It was beautiful out there today. Hopefully the kids get a nice game to go play. And I'm not, you know, my football career fizzled out after the freshman, after being a gunner on the freshman team. That was it for me. I didn't play any football after that. I never played on Thanksgiving. I never even, you know, played JV. So, like, that was not my career. It's not how it went for me. But it is really fun going out there and watching some of these guys just leave it all out on the field. And for many of them, what's going to be their last game, you know, their last organized football game. You know, a lot of them aren't going to go play in college. And, you know, it's a fun experience and one that, you know, with any sport, really, you have finality to it. And I think that's a fun and also kind of sometimes sad part about it. But it is cool to see those guys out there, you know, playing in that last game. 617-7.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you did just say you said last night your kid last year ran right to the cheerleaders.
Yes,
is he going to do that again?
Don't know. It's hard to predict. what's going to happen with that kid. He's very unpredictable. But I would imagine if it's nice out, it's like it's going to be a big crowd there. He's good in the crowds, but he also just may make a beeline right for the cheerleaders. That's what he did last time. Ran right over to him. And it's not like he was dancing or anything. He just wanted to go over and check out the situation. So, you know, maybe we can maybe expect that. Maybe this time it'll be a better game. I put football on for him, and he'll watch it for like a second, but then he's got to go back to the trains or the cartoons or whatever it is that he's watching. I feel like there's got to be some kind of trick to make your kid like football, and I haven't figured out what it is yet.
Is that with any sport, or is it just football that he immediately turns back to?
I mean, he's really just into what he's into, you know, like sports in general, like aren't really his thing yet. He's got to be in the mood for it. It's like jazz, you know. You got to really be in the mood for it if you want to watch some sports with my son. It's got to be the exact right conditions, or he's just not into it at all. And that's, you know, that's like to watch it, to play it, same kind of thing. You know, he's got to be exactly in the right mood to want to go out there and shoot some hoops or, you know, hit the ball off the tee. Or I got this big net, and, you know, you throw the ball in the net. It could be a football, baseball, whatever you want. It's just a big net that you can throw a ball into. And I thought I was going to get a ton of use out of it this summer, and maybe, like, twice. Maybe. I think he threw two footballs in it, like, the whole summer. So you never know. I mean, you just never know. But I hope if I get him out there to enough of these Thursday Thanksgiving football games, maybe that can change things. We'll all sit and pray. And that would be one thing to be thankful for. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you may remember Tony Romo had an interesting comment about the Patriots, an acronym that I did not see coming. I don't think anybody really did until after he dropped it on the broadcast. And was that the Bills game or the Bucks game?
I can't remember.
It was the Bucks game. Yeah, the Bucks game, where Tony Romo made a shocking claim about the Patriots, a claim that they have embraced. We'll get to that.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next.
This team is DTF, Jim. The Patriots details toughness and they finish. That's my moniker.
That sounds very close to what Vrabel tells him, too.
He says that, yeah. Too.
We all remember that from Tony Romo, right? It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. I remember that moment. I loved that moment. I thought that was hilarious. Hit me one more time. Little Tony Romo.
This team is DTF, Jim. The Patriots details toughness and they finish.
Yeah, that's what DTF stands for. That was so funny. It was so funny because it just came out of nowhere. I'd never heard anybody say that. I didn't know that was a thing in the locker room. I had no idea about any of it. And I hadn't really thought much about it since that Bucks game until I was reading Diana Rossini today in The Athletic. Diana Rossini, who was one of the first people on board with the injury timeline for Will Campbell. She was one of the first people I saw to report that, yeah, he's going to go on the IR today. I don't know if he had it first, but it was one of the first ones I saw, is all I'm saying.
Oh, Jim!
So she had that. And then I was reading a little further into her piece, and she was talking about the Chicago Bears. And she writes, "When the Bears take their four-game winning streak to Philadelphia this week, good, better, best won't just describe the Black Friday deals at the King of Prussia Mall. Those three words have become the rallying cry of first-year Bears coach Ben Johnson. Good, better, best. Something he borrowed from his own high school football coach, as was explained in an Athletic story last week. NFL coaches almost all have a dash of summer camp counselor in their makeup. And Johnson's suddenly popular motto, when it's not going well, it's cheesy and stupid, Bears tight end Cole Kmet said. But when you're winning, it's awesome. Sean McVay and his 9-2 LA Rams have one. Their phrase is we, then me. Mike McDonald and his 8-3 Seahawks have 12 as one. Mike Tomlin and the 6-5 Steelers. You ready for this one? The standard is the standard. I got to tell you, these all suck. These are
all 2 + 2 = 4 - 1. That's 3. Quick maths.
These are all very bad. The standard is the standard. We, then me. We, then me. 12 as 1. These are bad. Dan Quinn's Washington Commanders went to the NFC Championship game. Their slogan was hard bleep with good people. That's pretty good. Hard-ish with good people. I don't really get it. Hard-ish with good people? Okay, whatever. Whatever works for you there, Dan. I don't quite get that one.
I feel like I have an idea for that one. I don't know if it's accurate, though. It's just you go through tough times, but you want to be with the right people.
Sure. Like, it's tough. Playing football's hard. We do hard stuff, but we're good people. That type of thing. You know, we're all good people working together. Such slogans, Rossini writes, are actually common sights inside NFL facilities, and acronyms that are the current fad. The Bengals, for example, have FAT, the old 90s hip-hop way of spelling FAT, P-H-A-T, which stands for, ready for this, physical, hungry, accountable, teammate. The Bengals can't even do acronyms very well. Physical, hungry, accountable, teammate.
And they can't even spell the right word, fat.
That reminds me of, like, Trump when he talks about those tests he takes where he's like, woman, camera, like those memory tests he takes. He's like, television, whatever. It's like, hungry, accountable, teammate. It sounds like Trump doing the memory test. The Chargers have TED, T-E-D, which stands for there every day. That's really kind of the bare minimum, isn't it? We're there every day. Well, okay. That's something, I guess. It's better than not being there every day. The 49ers have WIT, W-I-T, which stands for what it takes. Cool. The Ravens have WIN, W-I-N, which doesn't stand for win the game. It stands for what's important now. That's a weird one. That's a weird one. Why not just have it be win? Just like win the game. Why does it have to mean something else? Just
this team is DTF, Jim.
D'Amico Ryans wants his players to swarm, S-W-A-R-M, which stands for special work ethic and relentless mindset. That's not even swarm. Special work ethic, that's swarm. Swarm.
I was going to say swearm, but
swearm. But Mike Vrabel and the Patriots have been wearing blue working man shirts to the facility. You've seen that, right? He's got one that says Vrabes on it. I think he wore it on the Greg Hill show the other day. It's like he's working in a garage or something. One of those, shirts, the shirts with the little name tag on them.
The mechanic shirts.
Thank you, yes. And those shirts say DTF on them, which I didn't know that. Which, remember, stands for details, technique, and they finish. But in the Rossini piece here, it's details, technique, and fundamentals. Details, technique, and fundamentals. I would just like to say that out of all of these, out of every single team that has one of these, the Patriots is the best by far. It's not even close. It's so much better than everybody else's. The Patriots are DTF.
Details, toughness, and they finish.
That's not even, Rossini doesn't even have, she has one of them, details. But it's details, technique, fundamentals. Romo's version is details, toughness, and finish. Which, again, sounds like Trump with the memory test. Details, technique, finish. Okay. But yeah, these are all terrible except for the Patriots. The Patriots one's pretty good. All the rest of these are awful. Good, better, best sucks. We, then, me sucks. 12 is one sucks. The standard is the standard. That's not even a thing. Hard-ish with good people. I kind of like that one, but that one also kind of sucks. And then fat, Ted, wit, win, swarm. All of those suck. The only good one is DTF. That's the only good one. It's the only good one in the entire league. The Patriots had the first team to 10 wins and the team with the best acronym slogan in the entire league by far as per Diana Rossini. I don't even think it's close. I don't even think it's particularly close. There was also this in Rossini's piece. Chip Kelly fired from the Vegas Raiders. Quarterbacks coach Greg Olson has taken over as the offensive coordinator. Rossini writes, I'm told minority owner Tom Brady was a big advocate of bringing in Kelly to run the offense, and he has shared with some people close to him his disappointment in the team's overall performance and that his frustrations go beyond the offense, too. Well, I would think so. I would think that if you're disappointed in the way the Raiders are playing this year, it's not just one side of the ball that's got your goat there, Tom. I would imagine it's the whole thing, and it's been pretty bad. Geno has been, since that first game against the Patriots, where he looked like, Patrick Mahomes out there throwing for 370 yards, whatever it was. He has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. That team defensively is not very good. It's unbelievable that they beat the Patriots this year. It really is.
That's the way sports goes.
And Tom Brady, not happy. You got to make Tom Brady happy, even though it was Tom Brady's idea to hire Chip Kelly. The team fired him. Now, I was wondering about that. Brady was a big advocate for bringing in Kelly. They paid him a lot of money, and now here he is fired before the end of his first season. Had Brady soured on Chip Kelly? Was this maybe a message to Brady? I don't know. I mean, listen, there was nothing to, not like you can point to it and say, well, come on, you know, just give him some time and this will all turn around. That Raiders team is a ways away. You know, thinking Geno Smith was going to be the answer, drafting a running back, you know, like all of that. It was a swing. It was a swing and a miss. And now they got to go back to the drawing board, and Tom Brady's not going anywhere. I mean, I guess he sells his stake in the team, which I suppose he could, but I don't think he's going to. Not now. You wait until it starts to appreciate a little bit before you want to cash out on something like that. Plus, you know, I don't know how great his broadcast career is going. But either way, that's the one of those two jobs you want to keep. And the guy that he really wanted to bring in at OC has now been fired. And Brady is frustrated with everything about this team.
Holy cow.
It's too bad. It's a shame, Tom. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got room for you here on the phone lines. And coming up next, we will have our headlines. The Boston Celtics, as you heard from Joe Braverman in trending, ending the Detroit Pistons win streak. We'll get to that. We'll check in on the Bruins and the Thanksgiving slate of NFL games, which, as I said, is awesome this year. All that coming up in the 9 o'clock headlines right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.